Joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're delighted to have you with us. And I was praying about our time together, and I love this verse. God dropped it in my heart for you today. It's Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, give you hope and a future. You may be watching today saying, I don't feel very hopeful. You may feel hopeless. You may feel like you have no future, no vision. God wants to fill you with future and vision. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you and see God do absolutely amazing things in your life for hope and a future, because he's got great plans for you. And Mom, I'm so excited. We have an awesome day in front of us today.
Yes, we do. And I have a word that I want to share before I introduce one of the best guests we've ever had. So the word I have is I want to thank all of you wonderful partners. Sarah and I could not affect the whole world without you. And so the blessings of seeing people saved and healed and spirit-filled and delivered, that's a part of your blessing. But today, God just dropped it in my heart that there are 30 people in Atlanta that God is calling to be partners to MHM, to Marilyn Hickey Ministries. So I want you to call in. You say, that's me. So call in. Don't put it off. And this guest, Laura Harris-Smith, I love your book.
I'm so glad.
Seeing the voice of God. When I started this, I couldn't put it down.
Good.
And I kind of pushed aside some other things I needed to do. And I especially love chapter 4 because I think I've ignored my dreams.
Mm-hmm. You know, many people do.
And God was trying to talk to me and maybe emphasize special things. So share with us how God gave you this book and how everyone needs this book. Don't waste your dreams.
Well, it is true. We all dream. I have many people who say to me, I don't dream. Many people believe that. But as I began to write this book, I thought I have got to bring some sleep study doctors into this and get some information. Scientists don't really understand why we sleep, much less why we dream, you know. So I knew I needed to pick their brains as well as bring a biblical perspective. And I tell you what, when I realized that nighttime is a sacred time and that it wasn't some afterthought, God didn't create the moon and stars as some, you know, it was an ordained time so that man could be still and God could have his ear. And it's why the enemy is after that time as well. He will try to, through insomnia and apneas and stress, he will try to rob our sleep. So these people that say to me, I don't dream. I say, listen, here's what I know now. We dream each night between 4 and 6 dream REM cycles, rapid eye movement cycles. And in each one of those, between 4 and 6 dreams. So you're having each night between 16 and 36 dreams. It's scientifically proven. So the question isn't, why am I not dreaming? It's why am I not remembering my dreams? And that's why I spent a great deal of time in the book, in chapter 5, going into nutrition, the vitamins we need to take for better dream recall. God gave it all to us on the third day of creation, you know, the things that we can take to make our bodies more healthy and remember our dreams. Take back our dreams, really, is what it is.
You know, Mom, we have people watching today that struggle with sleep. I know that beyond the shadow of a doubt. I want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of this because you're listening. And I know many of you, you have sleep apnea or you have a friend or your husband, your wife has sleep apnea. Oh my goodness. Hop on the phone, grab this book. It'll be a huge, huge resource to you just for that one component on it. But the other part of it too is that whole dream thing, right? Because the dream deal, some people, you know, that's a tricky part. I mean, really tricky, because you're right. We think we don't dream or we don't remember them.
And don't you think that the enemy has tried to come in and through counterfeits really, really piggyback this beautiful thing that God has given us to speak to us in the night? The enemy has tried to come in with nightmares. He has tried to, just even in the, if I can say, New Agey way that the secular world interprets dreams, he's tried to just, you know, wreck that communication with the Lord. I was on a website one time, a secular website. I was curious what it said about some dream interpretations. It said something like, if you're a woman and you dream of biscuits, you're too ambitious in your career.
What?
And I thought, what does that have to do with any, like, you know, surely we can do better than that. And so I asked the publisher when I wrote Seeing the Voice of God, may I put a dream dictionary in it with symbols that people can wake up and say, oh, and this is where this is in Scripture. Or if it's not in Scripture, you know, there are some symbols that are not there, like, let's say a rearview mirror. It's not in Scripture, but I have, you know, the verse from Philippians in here next to that symbol, forgetting that which lies behind and reaching forward for that which is ahead, because that's what a rearview mirror, you know, would represent in a dream. And so I just got excited about the Dream Dictionary. The publisher said yes, and I was telling you earlier before the show that I asked them if I could do 1,000 symbols, and they said, are you sure you want to bite that off? And I was like, yeah, it'll be awesome. And about 500 symbols into it, I literally, it's hard writing a dictionary. I thought, I'm going to lose my mind. But I tell you what, it has proven to be the thing that has borne the most lasting fruit from the book. And I have people all the time tell me, I keep it right there on my bedstand, by my bedside, between my Bible and my journal. I mean, that's weighty. That really blesses me.
And are you missing the voice of God? Because you're not seeing the dream on how spiritually God wants to talk to us. You must get the book. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't put it off. And what I did is I underlined certain parts because I thought I need to remember this. I need to go over it because I've kind of just ignored my dreams. You know, and some of them I can see now there's a sequence of God trying to talk to me. And I would say to you, I wouldn't get one book. I'd get two. You know, we like to give gifts. You like to give gifts. And when you can give someone this, even an unsaved person would enjoy this. So it's a good way that you can pass something on that's a missionary and it'll work while you sleep. Call now.
And you know, I mean, chapter 7 is your dream dictionary and the symbols. Because here's the thing. So many times, and you've referred to this, we dismiss them because of pizza dreams.
Yeah.
That's what we call them, pizza dreams. But in here, I mean, that whole deal of symbols is a big deal.
Well, what if Ezekiel had dismissed everything as a pizza dream? I don't think there was pizza at the time, but, you know, there.
Hummus.
You look at, right. What if it was a hummus dream? You look at how the enemy has come against this subject, and it's because it frightens him. So dreams are not a trendy topic. We all are going to sleep, you know, we should be. We are always going to dream. And so, yes, it has awakened something in people, even in the lost. I wrote it with a voice that was really non-religious. It's full of Jesus, make no mistake. I have several invitations in here for people to come to the Lord because I knew it was going to attract the lost.
Yeah.
And it has, because they dream, they sleep. They want to know and be known.
And I like this too. She tells you how to get sleep because, you know, as you said, people are suffering from not sleeping and sleep is so very important. Yes. And this will help you. Mm-hmm. It'll even help you to know what to eat, to help your dreams be real to you. Mm-hmm. I think that is awesome. And you say, well, are dreams in the Bible? What about Nebuchadnezzar? Dreams. God often gives to unsaved people to get them to know him. They won't listen in the daytime, so he gets them at night. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we won't listen in the daytime, so he gets us at night. So you say, wow, is all this biblical? Not crazy? Not crazy, but very necessary for you. Mm-hmm. Very necessary. So don't put it off. Get the book.
So when you write in here, another thing you do in the first couple chapters is you talk about different kinds of dreams.
I was hoping we could go there.
Yeah.
I discuss the 10 types of dreams that I see in the Bible, and I break them down to the 5 dreams that are for now and 5 type of dreams that are for later that you have to sit on and stew about, you know, and pray about. And so I discuss, just for example, I discuss waking dreams. Have you ever had that dream that, I mean, literally, it wakes you up in the morning and it nags you all day long. It's the one that you just feel like you're supposed to do something with it, and you should. It's a prayer assignment. And a lot of times with me, the Lord will, he'll just save my neck. You know, he'll just say, I've had dreams, anything from there's danger coming for this person or this child. You know, I have 6 children, so that's a lot of dreams, a lot of interventions. The Lord will give me, you know, insight on how I should handle this or that. But also just, I remember one time the Lord just gave me a dream that someone was going to be unkind to me that day. And he knows I need a running start, you know, he does. And so just little and big things. The Lord wants to live life with us. And another type of those dreams would be your warning dreams. And so I've had, I tell you, those in combination, a warning waking dream is definitely an assignment. And it usually means you have a small window of time to partner with God and change whatever the enemy's schemes are. And a lot of people mistake warning dreams for nightmares. But it's just information that the Lord has given you. It's not something set in stone, bad that's going to happen to somebody. It's the Lord saying, pray, partner with me, and change history.
And Laura, I've had an experience with that a long time ago when we started our church. My mother had a dream. We were having an evangelist come. And in the dream, there was a lot of confusion. So we met at the church. And of course, we just had a small church. But we met ahead of time and prayed that the enemy could not do that. Well, that night, some crazy people came in. Two absolutely upset the service. Well, we had already dealt with it. We already knew. But I just wish I had listened more. I wish I'd read that book way back then. That's why I want you to get the book. Because I think, God, in a way, I've wasted a lot of dreams that you wanted to talk to me. I love the word dreams from God will always be scriptural. They will always be the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, we discern what God wants to say to us. I love what God is going to do in you.
And, you know, I just really challenge and encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website, grab a couple copies. This would be a great resource for a book club, for a Bible study group, for a Sunday school class, a church. Huge, huge. And here's the thing. Sleep, we oftentimes we dismiss it. We ignore it, no big deal. You know, everybody sleeps or they don't or whatever. But this is a really big topic. And if we think about it, a third of our life is spent sleeping. What a great opportunity for God to speak to us when we're quiet and still.
We rely on communication through images on our phones, internet, and television. But our Creator wants to communicate with us visually as well. Did you know that by age 75, you will have slept for 25 years and had almost 1 million dreams? It's scientifically proven that everybody dreams and biblically proven that God speaks through dreams. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Seeing the Voice of God by dream expert Laura Harris-Smith. This informative book will help you study and interpret dreams, as well as guide you with nutritional advice that will help you take back your dreams for better dream recall. We will send you this book along with Marilyn's 2-CD teaching set, Dreams and Visions. Through Marilyn's anointed teaching, discover scriptural ways to check the validity of dreams and visions and learn what the Bible says about them. We will also include our Spiritual Life Confessions card for easy reference to the promises God has for you. See what you might be missing while you sleep and see the voice of God. Call or click today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus. We are so excited to have you watching with us today on with Marilyn and Sarah. But we have our wonderful guest, Laura Harris-Smith. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Love having you.
Love being here.
Laura, we were talking just about warning dreams. And that's kind of weird. Because, you know, you get that can be a little bit spooky and kind of freaky too. So what does that mean?
And many people, as I said before, can have what they think is a nightmare. Someone maybe is a loved one's going to be harmed, or they see just information. I say that's like wartime intelligence. Like with Elisha, when you know, they were coming up over the mountain. And I think of how the king said, how is it that everywhere our army goes, Israel already knows where we're going to be? And they said, well, they have this prophet and the Lord shows him things, you know. And so it's the same with us. God will show you things that will better your life, protect you, bring him glory. So warning dreams fall into that. And if I can just give you an example, and this actually combines warning and waking dreams. One Sunday morning, I woke up and we pastor a church in Nashville called Eastgate Creative Christian Fellowship. Okay, so I wake up and, or I should say, I am about to wake up. I have this dream that I'm standing in front of the church and a wrecking ball comes towards me. It's coming for the church, but I'm standing in between it and the church. So God will also allow strong emotions in dreams like that to, you know, compel you to take action. So I knew, then I woke up and I knew that the enemy was coming against the church somehow to wreck it, you know, to do severe damage. That's demolition. So I got up. I knew there was pre-service prayer going on. I got, you know, dressed and got there early. I gathered every elder, pastor, intercessor I could and brought them in the room and said, listen, this is what's up the enemy's sleeve. We need to stop it. And so we prayed, and sure enough, that week, we had two families, very key families in our church, that a feud arose between their children, you know, parents and their children. You're going to side with your kid. And so, it was so dangerous because if either of them had left, a good portion of the church would have wanted to follow them. But you know what? God had gotten there first. Because of that dream, we were already in prayer. We actually cleared our schedules and we had plenty of time for mediation meetings that weekend or that whole week. And God worked it out and they both stayed. And that is just one example of how God will completely thwart the plans of the enemy if you'll apply faith to it. It's like anything else.
And this is in the book. You tell about this in the book. And it makes me think of a time when Sarah was going through a great challenge in Germany. And I was in Japan speaking at a conference, and I had this horrible dream that she was attacked. Mm-hmm. And she was being attacked by the enemy. And I remember getting out of bed and praying in the Spirit because I had no peace, and just praying in the Spirit. So I love this, that God wants to alert you so that you can pray in His name. You say, well, I don't know how to be alert. I don't know what to do. That's why you got to get the book. And I, again, get 10 or 12. Take one for everyone in your Bible study, everyone in your Sunday school. And you've got friends and you've got unsaved friends who need this desperately. Don't you agree?
Totally agree. The other part of it that I love is that I'm always this, high grade junkie on God's voice.
Yeah.
I want to hear God. I want God to talk to me. Mm-hmm. I want to listen. Mm-hmm. And what I read in this book, and I love this, is that there's this whole sleep opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you speak to that mm-hmm. God speaks to us. Mm-hmm. So talk us through that a little bit.
Well, that really is my heartbeat, is to hear the voice of the Father. Imagine life if you heard His voice perfectly and clearly. You would never make a bad decision. You would never choose a bad relationship. You would probably be wealthy because you'd make all the right financial decisions and choices. And so that is really my heart, is to teach people intimate communication with the Lord. That's why I say that this book is not really a book on prophecy. Obviously it is, and I discuss that in length. But it's just a book about communication with God. Either we're in relationship with Him or we're not. And when He gives me those warning dreams and He requires me to get up in the night, I'm not afraid anymore. It makes me weak in the knees how much He loves me and wants to protect me and better my life.
Right.
It doesn't make you afraid. Because here's the thing. Mm-mm. There are people in our audience, they're afraid.
Yeah, they are.
And those dreams, I mean, they quiver their liver.
Yes.
What do you say to that?
I'd like to speak directly to them. There are people who, they are so afraid of their dreams that when they have them, they oftentimes are crippled the next day with fear, or they'll avoid, you know, people, or they'll just start arranging the events of their life to avoid danger. When that is such a time waster, if you would just apply faith to it, and say, God, you have shown me this thing, and I am going to, with you ordering my steps, pray about this, pray for this person, and there is not going to be any danger. If I had a dollar for every warning dream I had that I applied faith to and I saw the situation change entirely, I would be a wealthy woman. And you know what? I am a wealthy woman in the spirit because the Lord, He just loves us. This is all about relationship with the Lord.
And you tell people mm-hmm. how to take authority
yes.
over the enemy.
Yes.
Not just, oh my goodness, I had this dream, this mm-hmm. is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But how do you take mm-hmm. authority as a yeah. believer? There's a way to take authority. Yeah. And we don't have time to tell you all of those things. That's why you need to get the book. Take the authority that Jesus gives you mm-hmm. in His name and know the scriptures that you speak to the enemy.
So good. You know, let me ask this too. How do you coach your kids on this stuff?
Ooh, breakfast at our house is fun because we sit around the table and someone has always had a dream. And I even love that my adult children who are married, them contacting me and saying, Mom, what does my dream mean? I love interpreting dreams because I feel like I'm just bridging, you know, a gap, helping someone understand what God is saying. So they love it. I have a house full of dreamers. I really do. And not all of them would say that they have the gift of prophecy, but they just love the Lord. And can I please just add that it's not just the 10 types of dreams include more than just crisis intervention. There's encouraging dreams.
Yes.
You know, I remember one time I was really, really sick and I had a dream that David visited me in the hospital. And I knew it was him because it was exactly as the Bible described him with his red, you know, his ruddy skin and hair. And he just leaned down over me and he said, I am so proud of you. He was a warrior. This is what I took from it. He was a warrior and he was a worshiper. Mm-hmm. David was saying to me, I see you doing both of those. You're warring and you're praising God through this, and God is proud of you. And so, listen, there's plenty of opportunity too for the Lord to just encourage you in the middle of the night.
It's good. It's good. And I remember one time I had a dream, and I'm holding up the book because I want you to see this before your eyes. And I didn't know much about dreams, but I was very, very sick. And, you know, it looked like I could never travel again. They were saying that to me. And in this dream, I knew I was in Europe and I'm walking up a hill and the light is coming up. And I said, wow, I'm well. Look, I'm strong. I'm healthy. And so the next morning I woke up and thought that was only a dream, but it sustained me. Mm-hmm. And then later, Sarah and I had a meeting in Naples. And one of the streets we were driving up was the street in my dream.
Oh, I love it.
See, that's what I'm saying to you.
And that's so faith building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to get the book because I look back and think, oh my goodness, I could have been interpreting a lot more dreams by listening to the Holy Spirit and knowing the Word. So, have you called yet? Don't put it off. Some of you put off things and later you think, oh, I wish I had this book. I was given this book maybe 2 years ago to read. Mm-hmm. And I didn't read it because I have stacks of books given to me. And then now you're coming to us and I'm reading the book. I think, wake up, Marilyn, get it. You should have been reading that book 2 years ago.
You know, and I love that God speaks in so many different ways. Just us making the connection that God is speaking and God is speaking in dreams and that we don't just ignore and dismiss that. Mm-hmm. We don't just kind of blow that off. And this book puts an exclamation point on that. But not only exclamation point to get our attention, but I love the mechanics. Because if you don't tell me how to do
I'm
it.
I'm a practical gal.
Ugh. Thank you, Jesus, right? Because otherwise we're lost.
Yeah,
I mean,
right,
don't just get me all fired up. Give me some mechanics. So thank you so much for writing this book. Also, I want to encourage you to get the book. You need to hop on the website, call now, grab at least 3 copies. 5 copies would be fantastic for all of your friends. This is a great birthday present, Christmas presents. Super awesome for your kids and very, very helpful for all of us to know how to hear God's voice, not only in the daytime when there's lots of distractions, but at nighttime when we sleep.
We rely on communication through images on our phones, internet, and television. But our Creator wants to communicate with us visually as well. Did you know that by age 75, you will have slept for 25 years and had almost 1 million dreams? It's scientifically proven that everybody dreams and biblically proven that God speaks through dreams. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Seeing the Voice of God by dream expert Laura Harris Smith. This informative book will help you study and interpret dreams as well as guide you with nutritional advice that will help you take back your dreams for better dream recall. We will send you this book along with Marilyn's 2-CD teaching set, Dreams and Visions. Through Marilyn's anointed teaching, discover scriptural ways to check the validity of dreams and visions and learn what the Bible says about them. We will also include our Spiritual Life Confessions card for easy reference to the promises God has for you. See what you might be missing while you sleep and see the voice of God. Call or click today.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the Word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus. We're so happy to have Laura Smith. Oh my goodness, love your book, Seeing the Voice of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Laura, we'd like to ask you to pray for our audience.
I would love to.
I know there are some people too that have questions about dreams and stuff. So can you just talk to us a little bit and talk to the audience?
I would love to. I want to pray first for your sweet sleep, because sleep is a sacred time. And I felt like the Lord said there were some of you out there who the enemy has really tried to invade your sleep. So let's pray about that first. I just declare over you, my friend, that the Lord is positioning angels around your bed, that He is going to see to it that you have a good night's rest. And I challenge you to pray before you go to bed and to say, devil, this is God's time. This is a sacred time. And just commit your heart to the Lord. As it says in the Song of Solomon, I am asleep, but my heart is awake, listening for the voice of my beloved. So I release just dreams over you. And I pray that you would recall your dreams and that you would get healthy so that you could recall your dreams. And I want to urge you, I like it when my readers stay in touch with me. And so I invite you to do that. You can go to my website at www.lauraharrissmith.com, lauraharrissmith.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
It's so awesome, and love the book. Love how God is talking to people and connecting people to Himself through the book. So thanks for being willing, because not everybody wants to write, you know, a book about dreams and sleep.
Right.
So thank you for being willing, for being obedient, and letting God speak through you to connect people to God's heart out of love, genuine, flat out love. So thank you. We appreciate
thank you. You two ladies
appreciate
are awesome.
Being
it's
with
been a
us.
Pleasure.
Make sure you hop on the phone if you need prayer for anything. We obviously want to pray for you. Of course, grab your book. It'll be a huge, huge resource and benefit, blessing in your life.